This long wooden building is a rope walk, where rope was made. Long ropes of varying thickness were crucial for rigging sailing ships, as well as for all kinds of other shipping business, so the building had to be long. It would take you about 100 steps to walk down to the end of this building, but the portion that is preserved here is actually just a quarter of the length of the original rope walk. This building was brought here from Plymouth, Massachusetts, where it was part of the Plymouth Cordage Company. The company operated for 122 years, from 1825 through 1947, making rope and twine for shipping, fish nets, farms and ranches, and for many other purposes. As of 1901, a Plymouth Cordage Company official boasted that it was the largest manufacturer of rope and twine in the world. Rope was made from plant fibers. Originally, the Plymouth Cordage Company made rope exclusively using fibers from the hemp plant, but they later also made rope from a fiber called manila that comes from a kind of banana tree. Hemp was easily available, but workers had to take the extra step of coating it in tar to make it waterproof, while manila is naturally waterproof. There are several steps in rope making, and they were all done here. First, the raw fibers had to be cleaned and straightened by running them through a tool called a hackle, a block with iron spikes that would comb them. Then they would be twisted into thin yarns using a spinning wheel. The hackling and spinning steps are described in the upstairs portion of the building. The rest of the steps were done downstairs, using the full length of the building to twist the fibers into thick rope. The signs along the rope walk describe the process in detail. Machinery was used to pull and twist the rope, and the whole rope walk operated on a steam engine. But none of the steps were fully automated. At every step, rope makers walked back and forth along with the machinery to ensure quality and to lay supports under the rope as it was laid out. Workers walked miles during the course of a day, and as you can imagine, this uninsulated building was hot in summer and cold in winter, and it would have been dark, noisy, and dusty. The air would have been filled with irritating fiber fragments. The employees were often immigrants, and starting in the 1830s, when steam-powered spinning wheels were brought in, the plant also employed women. Despite the hard work, the company had a philosophy of employee welfare, providing housing, a school, a library, and health care to employees and their families.